It's 45 minutes past 8 o'clock, 15 before 9. Joining us now in studio is Northfield's Police Chief Monty Nelson. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
It is Police Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. Is there...
Yeah, most people, now it's just commonly called Police Week.
Okay.
It's the week during which May 15th falls.
Mm-hmm.
They is always designated nationally as Police Week. There's a whole bunch of events that go on in Washington, D.C., the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, which is really impressive. I haven't been there myself. Anyone who's been there says it's worth visiting, but each year they add names to the in stone to the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
This year I think they added 360 names.
Wow. That is a lot of officers that have gone down while, you know, making the public safety is what it's all about, and protecting public safety, that's a big price to pay sometimes.
It is, and so, you know, locally we like to remind people, you know, if you see one of our officers, say hi, shake their hand this week maybe. If you want to show some support, at night, you know, many people put a green light on to show support for our military. During this week, people are urged to turn a blue light on for Police Week to show kind of silent support.
That, you know, let's talk about that support and what it means to officers. You know, it's not just a moral lift, but it also gives the police department... is like an intangible, I don't want to say credibility, you already have that, but there's something intangible there. Whereas if you see, let's take for instance some recent years in Chicago, they have had a lot of negative publicity about some of the things going on. The public confidence in the police department there had eroded, and boy, some real bad things happen when the police do not have the support of the public.
Right. You know, I say it repeatedly throughout the year. I try and thank the public generally as often as I can, and other people in specific. But we have a ton of community support here in Northfield, and that means a lot to our officers. And officers understand that, for the most part, the majority of people do support us. And it does get hard when you're watching the national news. We get a lot of information now via the internet, like everyone else, and all of our police sites. Of course, unfortunately, a lot of the news sometimes does relate to locations where something tragic has happened, where an officer's made a mistake, or you don't even have all the details of what's happened yet, and you see some of the real kind of negative protests and other stories that wears on officers. And so having that local support is important, because you have to try and block out some of that news or that aura out there that is pervaded or across the country at certain times. So we do appreciate the support. And like I said, throughout the year, it's amazing how often we have people that will pick up a meal for you and you never even find out who they are, or drop off cookies, whatever it is. We're going to be going a few places this week. There are people that have asked us to come and visit their business or take a tour, and they want to show appreciation this week, and they picked this week to have us come and do a visit.
We had, just last hour, Alyssa Bandel with Three Links, the Vital Link Adult Daycare, came in to talk about some of the things that they are doing for Police Week, and just acknowledging that the police are there doing good things for us and doing good things for the residents of Three Links and Vital Care. That a nice gesture.
It is very nice, and you know, we have lots of, I call them partners in town,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's businesses, some of the schools, some of the many of the groups under HCI, Growing Up Healthy, the Rice County Mental Health Task Force or Collective. All of those different groups support us in so many ways, and it allows our officers, it gives us, it's nice to have that support, but it also allows our officers to be better at their jobs, I guess, because we do have connections and support here in our community.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson is joining us. This is Police Week. Tomorrow is, I guess, Police Day. I don't know if it's a specific day, but do you have some things going on tomorrow?
Well, the 15th is mm-hmm. Technically the National Police Officers Day that I think it was formed in 1962. And so that's the authentic or original date. But like I said, it's become Police Week. Tomorrow we have, we'll be going to Three Links and getting a tour there. We're going to go to Millstream Commons. We're meeting with some folks from St. Olaf. I'm going to forget which day it is now.
Mm-hmm.
The week got really full. Our calendar, I was bouncing trying to find dates for meeting with some of the different groups. So,
yeah, do you find that the younger, you know, there is, it seems like there is more, I don't want to know if I'd call it patriotism, but there does seem to be a different outlook towards police sometimes by an older generation than perhaps a younger generation who hasn't really lived a whole lot of life other than what they've seen on TV. Do you find that the younger generation, the school-age kids, and even the college kids more specifically here in town, have a good understanding of police, what they do and how they operate? And a good appreciation for that.
Generally, mm-hmm. yes, there's an appreciation. I do think what is different, and it isn't just our younger people, but they probably have less life experience, so it's mm-hmm. I think it weighs on them or forms their opinion more, is social media and what they see. I've talked to groups, high school age groups, that had questions, concerns, might have had a certain apprehension level about our local police officers. And during discussions, they're very open. Their opinions are formed to a large degree or completely with some people by what they see on social media and on the news. You know, it's times are changing. We get our information different ways. And so that is part of the equation you have to be thinking about, that people form their opinion based on different information or different sources of information than they did 20 years ago. And so we try and make sure that people form their opinions based on us personally, how we treat them, you know, treating people the very best you can, given the situation you're dealing with, is the best rule of thumb. That's community policing at its core.
That you mentioned the social media, it is so big right now. Do you guys have like a concentrated effort to, hey, let's use social media to our advantage, or to at least explain to some people that they're hard to get to otherwise, what the police department does?
Yeah, so on a local level, we are not probably that out there or that mm-hmm. much out there in the social media realm. We use the city Facebook page, the city website, to disseminate information, and our police page on the website. We do not have a Twitter account. That's a conscious decision at this time. I don't know if I want to go down that road. I know that there's good reason, and many people use that to their advantage. But you do also have to have the staff and the time to kind of keep up on those things, too. And that's a challenge for us. We're a little spread thin, so.
Boy, I know exactly how you feel. I've made a conscious decision not to get a Twitter account for KYMN, and it turns out we actually have one and we do tweet. I don't know how it works, but anyway, that there is a lot of work that is involved with that.
I think we just showed our age. Jeff, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Chief Nelson is with us from the Northfield Police Department. It is Police Week this week. Anything else you'd like to pass along while we have here, Chief?
Well, you know, I did want to mention, we often don't think about this part of it because we are fortunate in Rice County and mm-hmm. in Northfield that we don't receive a lot of complaints about our police officers, and I think that's great. I think it's because of how we try and treat people. But we don't think about the violence that can happen towards police officers, And, you know, this is the week where we try and remind people that every day officers are putting their lives on the line. And, you know, yeah, we don't live in Chicago and we don't live in, you know, L.A. or New York. Things are a little bit different here. But the threat is still the same, and you never know when that threat may come. You know, this year we're at 53 fatalities as of yesterday of police officers in the United States. Compared to last year, we were at 51 this year, this time. What has changed is of those 53, 28 of the deaths are firearms related. A year ago, of those 51 at that time, 18 were. And what we are starting to see a considerable increase in is ambush style, essentially almost execution or ambush of police officers, where people make false calls to lure them to a location, or two officers were shot in a restaurant again here a couple weeks ago and killed. It's just that outward hate and going after police officers specifically to kill or injure them is going up steadily over the years. If you remember Dallas a few years ago, that entire shooting rampage was explicitly carried out against the police officers that were at that location.
Yeah, and that's police in general. It's not a specific police officer, one in particular. It's just anyone who has the uniform on.
Yeah, and we, you know, we like to remember, excuse me, John Liebenstein. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but maybe because my daughter went and spent time with his daughter this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about his wife, Jean, his kids, Jill, Jessica, Jordan. They don't have their dad. And the only reason is he went to work that day. And he was out there trying to protect the citizens. And you know, the young man who killed him had made the comment, the next time the cops try and arrest me, I'm going to take one of you out. And that's exactly what that guy did.
Man.
And that was 22 years ago this month, May 3rd. And that's there's lives like that all over the United States. This year, Officer Bill Matthews, who was killed just out on the road moving debris up in the Wayzata area, his son Wyatt and wife Sean are in Washington, D.C. this week. So, and I met both of them. Got to give a sticker badge to his son Wyatt at the Chiefs Conference last month. Another kid that'll grow up without his dad.
Wow. Boy, that is, you know, and just because they went to work, they were trying to protect the innocent. Well, Chief, we want to thank you so much for not only being with us today, but throughout the year. Thank you for all the work that you do throughout the year as well, and enjoy a enjoyable week, I guess, as much as you can.
Well, it'll be great going out and meeting, like you mentioned. It was great that Alyssa Bandel reached out to us from Vital Link up at Three Links. We're going to be getting around town and meeting some new people too, which will be fun. And I do want to throw out a reminder. I was reminded of it on the way here. There was a fire call, a cut gas line, which is in one of our mini construction zones. So we're asking people to please plan ahead. We've got a lot of construction going on, and it's going to continue all through the summer. You know, County Road 1, Division, we'll have Washington Street eventually. Be mindful, be safe. Don't drive into the construction zones. Give the workers there plenty of room. And plan ahead, so because our school traffic's getting affected a little bit by some of this.
Yeah, and that excuse me, that gas line that was broken today, that can happen by you in your front yard planting a tree. So be sure to call ahead and get everything scouted out as far as where the gas line, the electric, and everything else is.
Absolutely.
All right, Chief, thank you so much.
You bet.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson.